Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, both here and in the UK, there's an ongoing problem with dieback disease killing ash trees. And in turn, this has created a problem for the dormouse who live in and between them. So Forestry England came up with an ingenious and unbearably cute solution, tiny mouse bridges. We're joined by Kate Wallen. Good afternoon, Kate.
Good afternoon from the Forest of Dean in England.
And tell us a bit about the dormouse, because I suppose people might imagine that dormouse might spend their time scurrying around on the forest floor, but they rarely visit it.
That's right, yes. Dormice, when they're awake, which is in the sort of spring and summertime, they're an arboreal creature, so they like to live up in the treetops, the tops of big trees and shrubs, and they're very happy and agile up in those trees, feeding. They'll come down slightly lower into the canopy to make a nest. But yes, they're very happy in the trees.
Right. And I suppose if they're on the ground, they might be more vulnerable as prey in that situation.
That's right. They will come to ground in the autumn, ready to hibernate, because they hibernate in nests tucked well away on the ground in the sort of base of tight stools in the bottom of trees. But apart from that, they feel very vulnerable on the ground. And
yeah.
So that is why we had to make these dormouse bridges, because unfortunately, as you mentioned, the ash dieback is a huge problem across the UK. And we had to fell an awful lot of ash trees, which was alongside the forest roads and rides. And this left big gaps between the blocks of woodlands that the dormice habit. So we thought, well, the poor dormice, they're going to have to come to ground and cross these big open spaces. And they're not going to like that. And they're also going to be very vulnerable to predators. So we thought, well, how can we help them? And so we thought, well, let's experiment with some of these wildlife bridges.
OK. And I'd try and describe to us what the little bridges look like.
So they're about 16 feet high, 20 metres long, each of them. And they're about 6 inches wide in total. And what we did was we found some sort of soft mesh fabric, and we've woven two strands of thick rope on the edge of the mesh, and that's the edge of each bridge. And then we strung the two ropes up between trees across the forest road, so they just really look like a rather thick black rope above the forest road.
Oh, they look like tiny little rope bridges. I thought, and I was looking at pictures of them. And at the moment, have the dormouse used them, or what's the situation with them?
No, so we haven't got any evidence of them using them yet, because we only put them up in January, and of course the dormice have been asleep until now. They're only just starting to wake up from their winter slumber. So it's going to be from now on that we're going to see if they get used. And the intention is now that the dormice are awake, is we want to get some trail cameras up and to see if dormice and indeed other animals are going to use these bridges, because it is very much an experiment, and it's certainly an experiment that we're pretty happy will work.
Yeah, and what other creatures could potentially be using them?
Well, any small mammal really that lives in the woodland could potentially use them. I mean, yellow-neck mice, although it's quite high up for a yellow-neck mouse to go, they do go up into the treetops. I've had video footage from them in the past up the top of a beech tree. So it is possible that those small mammals will use them. We've got pine martins in the wood. You never know. We might even have a pine martin who's rather game, because, you know, they're strong enough that they would take the weight of a pine martin.
Yeah. It's an ingenious solution, Kate. And thank you so much for telling us about it today. That was Kate Wallen there from Forestry England.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.